But we got a couple of badasses to bring on right now. And like AC/DC, old school, but AC/DC still getting it done on the road, as is Pauly Shore and Chris Kattan. This is pretty cool to have both of them on at the same time. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
You're getting double teamed, Family Feud style.
Let's do this, yeah, man. And listen, my memories of Family Feud are of like Richard Dawson like groping housewives and stuff. Like, he'd get Me Too now, wouldn't he? He'd be like, yeah, the host of Family Feud's got to stop touching the contestants so much.
Yeah, you can't do that. We just stay afar, just a little bit of high fives and some, you know, trying to keep it low key.
Yeah, you stand back.
We can offer them water. I think we're allowed to offer them water.
So, you know what? I looked up. All right, Pauly Shore, Chris Kattan, and it seems like you have multiple projects together. I know, Chris, you did Pauly's podcast at the Comedy Store. Pauly, you know, you've got a movie. Chris, you've done movies. But how did this celebrity dude live tour come together? And how are you guys working together so much right now? Has this been a long time coming?
It was like spin the bottle, you know?
And it landed on him.
Yeah, the producers gave me a bottle, and I spun it, and there was a whole bunch of people, and then it went on Chris's name, and I was like, let's do this.
Yeah, I was the only one there that day, though, so that was...
Right.
So tell us about it live. So you're both team captains, because I'm like, yeah, you guys not in the same family. Yeah. So you're both team captains. Walk us through this a little bit, and people that attend the events get to come up and play, right? That's the way this thing works?
Chris?
Yeah, it is. That is how it works. You know, we're going to do 23 shows in 22 cities over a period of 27 days, and we're starting off in Jersey. And, yeah, very much like the show that you see, you know, Celebrity Family Feud or Family Feud. It's very much like that. And so we choose people from the audience to participate. And Pauly and I are captains of a separate team. So we'll be playing against each other, which will be good because we don't have a lot of fondness for each other. So it'll be perfect.
Who's smarter? Yeah. Like, who's the better player? Like, if I was going to bet, because, listen, we're degenerate gamblers here. If me and Joe were going to bet on this, Team Pauly or Team Chris, who should I be betting on, Pauly?
Well, obviously Team Chris.
Wow, that's nice of you.
Yeah, and then I go in and I Tonya Hardy him and with the 2x4 right to the legs.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
And I'll be wearing, which is the outfit I'll be wearing on Halloween, because we'll be doing that game. I'll be wearing a Tonya Harding outfit.
Well, yeah.
Ice skater outfit, so that'll be a lot of fun.
I just think that they were doing the show with Alonzo Bowden for a while, and they really liked it, but they wanted to flare it up a little. So I guess the producers were interested in having Chris and I kind of be on the stage and mess around. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Chris and I are comics, and there's going to be tons of people in the audience and tons of people on stage, and they want to kind of utilize us to just kind of create a good time. Everyone gets to win money, or not everyone, but people get to win money at the end. You can win up to $5,000. So it's kind of like a circus. I call it like a traveling circus, and with, you know, people having a good time, and I don't know. Alonzo's he's like the person in charge to keep the party moving. But who knows? I mean, we might go in the audience. I don't know what's going to happen between me and Chris, you know.
Yeah,
Joe?
We're definitely going to have a lot of fun, though.
Let me ask you guys, how much does it suck today being actual comics when everyone gets offended every 30 seconds with something you say? Like, you guys worry about that doing the show at all? Like, oh, my God, I don't want to say the wrong thing and offend somebody?
I'm not concerned. I don't usually say anything that's pretty provocative. I'm more self-deprecating. If there's something provocative about me and my own anxiety, then I might be in trouble. But I don't think.
Offend yourself, Chris. That's what you're saying. you can only offend yourself, right?
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I can only offend myself, which I will be doing, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know, Pauly.
You might lose. I don't know.
Now, you've been in the comedy game. Your mother and your family in the comedy game your whole life, and you know you've seen it all, man. You grew up watching Richard Pryor and watching like the edgiest of the edgiest stuff. But what was your take on the dude that got hired and then fired by SNL? And there really is a difference between just kind of being a racist jerk. They're like, well, my jokes, I'm provocative. You know, they weren't really jokes. I totally support edgy stuff. I don't get offended, but I don't know how he got hired in the first place, guys, to be honest with you.
That would be a Chris question. I don't know. I mean, that's Saturday Night Live. That's his domain.
Well, I don't think it's ever been a priority to check people's past, you know, and go through everything they've ever said and their stand-up shows and podcasts and stuff, you know. But I guess that's a thing that is important now, you know, before hiring someone, I guess, you know, because people like to dig into things now, and it's a different day and age. But, you know, I'm sure the guy was funny otherwise. But, you know, we're just in a different day and age. But I think Paulie and I both aren't people that, you know, say anything provocative. And our style of comedy is fun and interacting with people, which is exactly why this show is Family Feud Live is so much fun, you know.
Yeah, we're going to try to keep it PG-13, you know.
Yeah, I don't expect that. Yeah, if I'm going to see Family Feud Celebrity Edition.
It's a family show. It's a family. Yeah. It's going to be a family show when we take it on the road. And,
yeah.
And you know, the thing is about the entertainment business, there's a lot, you know, you just have to shift into whatever it is that you're doing. If you're doing a dirty scene, you're dirty. If you're working clean, you're working clean. Both Chris and I have been doing this for a long time, so we're going to adapt to whatever the energy is that Alonzo puts out there and just kind of create fun. And we just want to make people laugh. That's what we're coming in there for. So.
So know your audience. Know the room.
Yeah, we get to play with them. We're going to be working with the audience. You know, they're going to be contestants from the audience. So that's going to be our team. So, but frankly, I think it's going to be – if I knew that this show was coming to town with Paulie and I would go. Or at least with you. I don't know if I'd go if I was there.
Whoa, bro. We're a team, dude.
I said self-deprecating. I'm self-deprecating, not political.
All right, before we get you out of here, I'm seeing a picture going all the way back. It's like Pauly Shore and Chris Kattan, 2001 MTV Music Awards. You guys are like on a red carpet starting it up there. So have you guys been like good friends for a long time, or is this like a random shot from 2001? How far does your friendship go back?
I met Chris probably years ago. Maybe it was through Chris Rock or Spade, or I don't know, one of these guys. I mean, me and Chris, I don't want to give our ages, but we're probably around the same age, right?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, it's weird. I grew up watching you a little, you know, when you were on MTV, but I think we're the same age. I mean, you were, you know, I think so. Weren't you still kind of an, yeah, exactly. I don't want to give away the same age. But, you know, I grew up, I think we're the same age when I was
Listen, we know you guys aren't in your 20s, all right?
Well, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we were in our 20s, so.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we met around, you know, with that group, and I've always loved Chris's comedy, and I've always loved his movies, and I always thought he was funny. And when I think in our business with comedians, when we see each other at a party or a club or a premiere, and there's a mutual kind of respect for each other, I think we kind of just kind of run to each other and say hi and give each other hugs, and there's a genuine kind of like that we have for each other and respect, and you know, that's it, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Hey, well,
I disagree, but, you know.
we wish you guys the best of luck.
Yeah, he's right, you know. Thank you.
We wish you the best of luck with this tour. So what city's up next? Like, of course, we're in New York. You guys mentioned Jersey. Are you doing in New York City? I see you got some Florida shows coming up. Do you guys know where you have coming up next?
Where is it? Alabama, it's Florida, it's upstate New York, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be on buses. It's going to be like a circus.
Yeah, the tour bus.
If you go to familyfeudlive.com, you can see all the dates there, you know.
Perfect.
And see specifically when we're coming to town.
Hey, good.
Awesome.
You can go that way, people know.
Familyfeudlive.com.
Yeah, social media, it's on our social media as well, obviously.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paulie.
Awesome.
Thank you, Chris. Best of luck with the tour.
You're welcome.
And continue kicking ass. Thanks for the time, guys.
All
Later, dude.
Good morning.
It's Pauly Shore and Chris Kattan with us.